This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
The White Sox lose today, blown out in Boston. They're off to Cleveland. Tomorrow's game will begin on our air at 4:30 with the pregame show. Welcome to everyone watching us on Twitch right now, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Download that ESPN Chicago app. And you can tell your smart speakers to play ESPN 1000. Big week for the Hawks. We'll get there with Eddie in an hour from now. It's playoff or bust week.
Right.
That's what we're calling it.
Yeah. Are we? I didn't know that.
Yeah, playoff or bust week. They're playing Nashville, right? Okay. A bunch of games against Nashville. Yeah. They're like a bridal party, right? Don't a lot of the bridesmaids go down to Nashville and they party, right?
Yes, a lot of bachelorette parties there. They may be right now.
But where are the
one of those cycling? Aren't they in Nashville?
I want to make sure that they're in there now. Oh, because they play like them three times, don't they? Yes, they're in Nashville today. Yeah. So they're
on one of those pedaling vehicles that goes up and down Broadway. You can get your drink on if you want. You stop into the whiskey bar.
It's like a bar that pedals.
Yeah.
They have them in Chicago, but now obviously with COVID they've been.
Yes. Wasn't the draft there? And the bachelorette party didn't know that the draft was going on.
Oof. Yeah. That was a combination.
I do not want to deal with a bunch of pissed off bachelorettes.
No. Yeah.
So they got Monday tonight in Nashville. Then they come back to Chicago. The bachelorette party continues in Chicago on Wednesday. And then it continues on Friday against Nashville. Three games against Nashville. It's the team they trail for the last playoff spot.
Let's do this. Let's get this. Let's get us some preds.
All right, but here's what I want to know, all right? And we don't usually talk about this. Let's get ourselves some preds.
Let's get ourselves some preds.
Before the show in the IDOT bullpen, where we are conducting the pre-show fist fight, I said to the guys, I don't want to know now. But I've read a bunch of stuff about this Super League. I know it has to do with soccer. I know people have told me, Sylvie, gotta check out the Super League. It could change the way sports is done forever.
Well, you can't check out the Super League just yet because it hasn't actually come to fruition.
It's trending everywhere you go.
Yeah.
What's that, Abdallah?
And it still might not happen. Yeah.
All right, so explain to us, who is willing to take the lead on Super League 101?
That's an Abdallah thing.
Oh, that's an Abdallah thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's an Abdallah with some chime-ins from Black, probably.
All right. What is Super League?
So basically, 16 clubs from around Europe. It's the European Super League.
I'm going to call it the Super Duper League.
Not English as a second language. The ESL. European. I was asked to take ESL once, and then
English as a second language?
And they quickly realized that I spoke English. So the European Super League, 16 teams have come together, including six teams from the EPL, like the big six from the EPL, have come together to say that they're going to form this Super League. And what that means is that they're going to play each other every year in a tournament, like another small tournament that will take place midweek when these Champions League and Europa Leagues are supposed to take place. So the way the Champions League works, if you're in, let's say, the EPL, the top four from the EPL will go into the Champions League, and that means
Before you continue on, are you guys aware that international soccer teams play dual things at the same time?
So they
play in their league.
Man City plays in the EPL,
right?
But also qualifies for the Champions League.
Well, this is what I want you to explain.
That's what I'm
because
doing, yeah.
There are a lot of people like me. We may have to back up one more notch here.
Okay.
Because I am not a weekend watcher yet.
So soccer is a ball that you play.
Can you touch it with your hands?
No.
Is it five-on-five or four-on-four?
Unless you're the goalie. No, it's not.
depends on how you view the game.
What is the difference between the EPL and Champions League? This is a serious question.
Okay, so the English Premier League is basically like the NFL of England.
Okay.
So all these teams compete in, and then there's the Bundesliga, which is in Germany, and then every country has their own league. And then the top certain amount of teams from each league get into what we call the Champions League. And then there's a lower level of that called the Europa League, which is like, you know, 5 and 6 in the EPL. I'm just going to use the EPL as the example because it's the easiest example.
See, the Europa League is kind of like the play-in tournament in the NBA.
Yeah. Okay, the best way to describe it is in the United States, we only have one football league. We have the NFL.
Right.
In Europe, there's a number of different leagues.
The best way to describe it is it's college football. There's conferences all over. There's the SEC. There's the Big Ten. So if this was always the case, the Corona year where NCAA football teams only played their conference, right? There was no cross-conference games. It's kind of what it's like, where the top four from the English Premier League play in the Champions League, and you have to qualify because we know there's no playoffs in the EPL. You get in based on points. So whoever wins the most amount of games and has the most points at the end of the season wins. Right
so
now,
the Champions League consists of the top four from the EPL.
Yeah.
The top four from...
Well, it's not necessarily four from each thing. It's just the top teams from each...
Gotcha. All the different leagues.
All the different
Which
leagues.
Which is a league where teams can get regulated, where they can get bounced out
the
of
EPL.
It.
EPL. Pretty much every country has relegation.
Okay, I love
and
that.
So,
I love that.
So the EPL... So right now, Manchester City, Manchester United, Leicester, and Liverpool are in the Champions League for next season. Whereas West Ham and Chelsea are 1 point back of those. So there's still a race to try to qualify for the Champions League. This would eliminate that. This is basically saying these teams, these 16 teams, and then they're going to add a couple more teams that want in, are just going to have their own league and not care about qualifying.
Oh,
they're not going to care about... They're automatically in, and it means...
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Is this like the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Cubs, the Red Sox, all saying, forget what our qualification is for the playoffs, we're forming our own tournament every year to find out the best of the blue blood teams.
And forget Tampa Bay and forget Pittsburgh. We are going to do our own thing without the little guy.
Yeah. Right. So imagine if, like, all the blue bloods of college football decided to form their own league, and they said during the week, or whenever they want to, I guess it couldn't be during the week because it's football, we're going to play like Alabama's going to play Ohio State.
I like
it. And Michigan is going to play Notre Dame. But it's not going to count for our standings. But we still want to be a part, and then the NCAA would say, okay, you can do that, but you're not allowed to be a part of the Big Ten Championship, and you're not allowed to be a part of the playoff. That's essentially, and they're saying we don't care because people are still going to watch our league.
This is about
the
money.
This is about a ton of money.
This is JP Morgan, I believe, is leading the charge from a financial perspective.
And the reason it sucks for the fans is because at the beginning of the season, every team has the same amount of hope. Now, there is differences in money, obviously. Manchester City spends a ton more money than everybody else. Manchester United spends a ton of money. Liverpool spends a ton of money. So, yes, there is discrepancy there. But at the same time, you have teams like Leicester who one year won the champion.
It was like a miracle
thing.
Yeah,
they won the EPL. They made Champions League. Now they're qualified for third in Champions League going into next year. So they're saying now we don't have to qualify to do anything. And also, this sucks for fans because UEFA, who is in charge of the Champions League, and FIFA, who's in charge of the World Cup, is saying that any teams or any players that play in this new Super League will not be eligible to play in the Champions League or in the World Cup. So imagine a World Cup without Messi. Imagine a World Cup without Ronaldo.
Without any of the greats around the world, because for the most part, most greats either play, if they're not playing in the English Premier League on the top teams, they're playing for Barcelona and Real Madrid and like the superpowers around the world. So like, you know, you may not be a soccer fan every weekend, but I think everyone kind of enjoys the World Cup,
of course,
right? Like, it's cool.
Yeah,
very cool. And so if FIFA says, well, if you make this Super League, any player that partakes in this, you're eliminated from the World Cup. So in 2022, when we have the World Cup,
don't you think they will back down, though? Like, if they do go on with this Super League, there are too many stars that they don't want the World Cup to go on without the best soccer players in the world.
By the way, the World Cup produces tons of money as well.
Sure, and it's the most corrupt thing to be possibly run in the world.
But it's in Qatar coming up, is it?
Yeah, yes.
But they're not, like, Sylvie, you're right. Like, the quality of play is going to be ridiculously less impressive if you don't allow these guys to play, which then follow the money. The money won't be there. Like, they're not going to pay. Like, if Messi and Salah and all these other guys aren't available to play in the World Cup, a lot of the sponsorship dollars, I would think, would dry up and go away. So to your point, I think it's this is posturing right now. I can't imagine a World Cup that goes off and the World Cup people, the FIFA people, have kept the best players in the league from being able to play.
So do you guys think this is going to happen? Is this like a big bluff? Is this really going to happen? And could it change the way things are done here at all? Like, this is something LeBron and friends would do, wouldn't it?
No,
it seems like something like LeBron would do.
Wait a second. LeBron is part of...
He owns part of Liverpool.
Right. I mean, so LeBron is, like you say, that like there are a lot of... Like, the Glazers own Man United, right?
Yep. But with the U.S., though, we don't have...
We don't have side tournaments.
Yeah, like the NFL doesn't have another competition where, like, the Patriots play and the, you know, where, like, the top, like, the Chiefs play every year.
I guess the thing that you have to wrap your head around is that NFL teams are tied to the NFL, and that's the only competition they partake in. Where European soccer clubs, they partake in their league, but then they also do all these different side turns. It's almost like if you guys have kids, so travel teams, you know, they may have a set schedule that they play when they're younger, but then you compete in tournaments in Wisconsin, you go to a tournament in Iowa, you go to a tournament here or there, and you partake in all these different events. And that's what European soccer clubs do, because when you win in these other tournaments, you win a lot of money, right? Like, Champions League is valuable for those big clubs because you win more money than you can then pour back into your team. And that's why the rich kind of always get richer. And as Abdallah mentioned, Leicester City, they won a couple of years ago and it was a complete shock. They don't have the money that the other superpowers do. But now, because they've been good for 5, 6, 7 years, they're starting to be able to kind of compete at a different level than they were before.
But they're not being involved in this. Are they part of the group that would be included in this Super League?
Good question. No.
They're not. It's Manchester City, Manchester United, Liverpool, Chelsea, Tottenham, and Arsenal.
Let me ask you the most valuable franchise. To tie this with American sports, why is it so successful in Europe, where they have all these side tournaments and people get into them? But the NBA has suggested, hey, we'd like to do some mid-season tournament, like a NCAA-style tournament. We all roll our eyes. We're like, no one's going to care.
Because you're seeing
now. No one's going to watch. How do we get that sort of excitement in our game like they do in their game?
Well, because there's only one
league.
There's
only one NBA.
That's the problem.
Side tournament, you're bringing teams from Real Madrid and Barcelona that don't play in the EPL.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, all about borders. Seriously, Europe is a bunch of different countries.
Like, they also have the FA Cup where all these
but that's truthfully the way it is.
They have all these FA Cup. They have an FA Cup too that they do, which is kind of like the small mid-season tournament where they let all the teams in and they let them play. But that would be like letting the G League teams play against NBA teams. Like, we all know who's going to end up in the FA Cup
final. So looking at it that way, the only sport where it could kind of work in this country would be baseball, but then all the major league teams own the minor league teams, right? They own the
affiliates.
Yeah, right? They're ran by the major. Like, if every baseball team in this country was its own entity, and then the bottom three or four teams in Major League Baseball could perhaps be knocked out of Major League Baseball, and the best AAA team,
well, that's relegation,
could then get in. Well, but that plays into why these side tournaments work, because you could get a team who's not in your normal league,
right,
and then compete against them for this FA Cup.
It'd be
Cup,
like if you had
for
the,
Europa,
you
whatever.
Had Major League Baseball, which is an entity over here that's a league, that's a viable league, and you had the
Japanese baseball league,
right?
Yeah.
Like, then you could do a tournament.
Right, right.
But
all right, 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. This has been trending all day. And if you may not be a soccer. I'm not into the EPL like these guys are, even while you've dabbled a little bit. I do find it interesting. It's a much smaller world these days. All these games are here and we can gamble on them and it's awesome. How could this change sports, if at all? 3-3-2-3-7-7-6.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring
Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
A lot of chop busting going on. Danny Zetterman tweeted, this is prime time working out hours. Happy birthday to Danny, by the way. Yesterday was his, I believe, 44th birthday.
Doesn't look a day over 42.
He's young. He was complaining about how old that sounded. I'm like, yes, get you. It. I'm 40. This is my 50th birthday.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you can take your 40s and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that.
Welcome to the 50s.
Danny tweeted, quote, Europe is a bunch of different countries. Tom Waddle, I swear I learn something from the Waddle and Sylvie show every single day.
Listen, I don't make it complicated. I keep it simple, right?
You do.
Like, just for the people that you know, are look, the Canadian Football League is an entity to themselves. The NFL's in the United States, okay? Like, the EPL is the English Premier League. Teams from Spain don't play in the EPL. So the point is that in Europe, you have many more countries where they have their own soccer leagues. That's why you have
right,
the cross
the
tournament
to do this. Correct. Like, we're the only country that really plays American football. Yeah. You know, that's what they call right. it. Here's another one, Danny. Yeah, yeah. Here's what America, the United States, is the only country that plays American football.
There you go. I don't believe that's the case. I believe that they played American football over in Europe for a while.
Well, it was the Waffle League, wasn't it?
Yeah, the World Football League.
Yeah.
You had the Barcelona Dragons. You had, you know, all kinds of teams, but they were playing by American football rules.
Yurko was one of the commentators.
That's right.
Aaron in West Rogers Park. All right, fill us in, Aaron. What do we got here?
So he would be a good comparison if you want to do something like this in the U.S., like in basketball. So the Euro League they have in Europe with the best teams from, like, Greece, Croatia, Israel, they play in the Euro League. So to do something like that in the NBA, you'd have to take, like, the top four teams from the NBA, a couple teams from China, a couple teams from European countries, Australia, et cetera, et cetera. Then you could have, like, a World Super League. But because America, all their sports are just in this, like, siphon, everything is done within the country, that's why it doesn't work.
It's a good call, Aaron. Thank you.
Take that, Danny.
Yeah, and usually that the best players who are in the EuroLeague, usually, not always, I know this, but usually whenever you have a stud in the EuroLeague, they're going to be coming to the United States to play in the National Basketball Association.
Correct, yes.
And there really isn't a same level of league as the NBA.
It's the peak of all basketball competition.
Ryan in Woodridge. This isn't the old Woodridge, Ryan, is this?
No, this is my first time actually calling
in. Well, I'm glad you are. You are our new Woodridge Ryan. Ryan,
it's awesome. A good thing.
I'll try and represent well then. So my thing about the Super League is they're trying to cut off the rest of their leagues. So they're guaranteeing a cash loop, which is the exact reflection of what the MLB, the NBA, the NFL, all the big leagues here in the United States do. So they consume all the money. They don't have to spend the money if they don't want to. A good example is like the Pittsburgh Pirates. If there was a relegation and a promotion in the MLB, the Pittsburgh Pirates wouldn't be as apt to just sell off their players every year. I know it's unfair for them because they're competing against Giants like the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox were spending quadruple the amount of money that they're able to spend. But if there was promotion and relegation, Pittsburgh would want to stay in Tier 1, okay? So what the Super League is doing is they're taking all of the massive clubs from all of the leagues and they're cutting all the other leagues off and consuming all the money so you don't have to do anything to make all of the money for those leagues. And just stay in that league, won't go anywhere.
Think about it, Ryan, like, too, if you're an advertiser, right, you're someone that's going to spend money. Are you going to spend your money? Are you going to save your money and spend it on the Super League where all the top players are? Are you going to spend it on the EPL? Are you
No.
going to spend the bulk of your advertising dollars and your sponsorship dollars on the Super League?
Well, that's the thing is these teams still want to stay in their respective leagues. So, like, you'll still get Manchester United against Liverpool on the weekends.
Right.
It's just you might get it again during the week in a Super League.
Do they think this is going to happen? Are they there? It still may not happen, right?
This is the closest it's ever been to happening. This is kind of like when everybody says, oh, the NCAA football doesn't need the NCAA, and they could just form their own Super Conference.
That's a good, yeah.
And you could just go off and do your own thing, and you wouldn't need the actual conferences. This is like always been kind of a rumor, but the pandemic and the amount of money that teams have lost because of the pandemic kind of escalated this and pushed it along even farther. So now they're announcing it. And the UEFA is saying that they could kick teams out of Champions League as early as next week, when the next leg of Champions League is supposed to start here in a couple weeks. And they're like, no, you guys just don't participate. Sorry.
I like this story. I'm very intrigued by it. Dan in Avondale, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Danny?
Hey, how's it going? First time calling. How are you?
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate you.
You're real close with the NCAA analogy, but this would be like the Michigan and Alabama and the very best teams of college football all getting together, deciding they're going to start their own league in which they get all of the money, not dealing at the NCAA or the SEC in on anything, and then assuming that everything's going to be cool with the SEC. Oh, we might have to work around that too, because we got all these new games, but all of that burden is on their previous conferences and the structure that's already there, and they're just going to reap all the rewards of being the biggest teams that are already there.
Think about the Big Ten Network. Don't you think there are a lot of teams that don't want to give Rutgers a nickel?
Yeah,
because
for sure.
They don't think that Rutgers contributes anything. Like, that's what they're doing. They're kicking Rutgers and Maryland out.
I would love to see the SEC, the Big Ten, and like the Pac-12.
ACC.
Yeah, maybe a couple teams from the ACC.
Well, it's Clemson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So Florida State's always been really good too, right?
But then again, you'd have Rutgers might not be able to have football.
Like, no,
they need the money.
Listen, they need that money. Like, that's the point here. If you allow this Super League to take place, you may be getting rid of some of these other leagues because they're not going to be able to maintain
survival of the fittest, my man.
Why? Well, yeah,
I just said that. I don't really know what it meant.
But the point is you've got four teams coming or six teams from
Evolution.
The EPL.
It's also some
how many are coming? How many are left?
There's a lot of EPL teams. But the point is, it's about earning your spot. You're supposed to earn your spot in the Champions League. You're supposed to earn your spot in Europa. It means a lot to teams to earn your spot and to get that extra money. And now you're just saying, well, now we just have a spot.
Right.
Sorry, we don't have to try. We're just going to get a bunch of money.
Peter in Miami, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Peter?
How's it going, guys?
We're good.
I had the need to jump in today because this is my wheelhouse, and this is a very upsetting day for soccer fans.
Why? Why is this bad? This sounds like this would be a great thing.
Okay, it's the worst idea whatsoever. It is an attempted coup against soccer. This Super League announcement came out in Europe at 1 a.m. In the morning in Europe time, which is 6 in the afternoon in the U.S. So this is trying to Americanize the sport. The six EPL teams either are owned or have people on the board from the United States of America. So this is trying to Americanize the sport.
Well, you have the Glazers that own Man United.
The Red Sox owner,
John Henry owns who? Who does John Henry have? He's got his hand in one of the teams. So, I mean, that elaborates or I think provides.
Ricketts has always wanted to get in on the soccer game, hasn't he?
When it comes to earning the spot, as Abdallah said, when the EPL starts in the beginning of the year, each team is awarded £200 million. As a piece of the TV market, except for the team that won it that gets $300 million. So you have to understand that the three teams coming up from the championship, which is the league below, are competing for that money. The three bottom teams of the EPL are competing not to lose that money. So the competition in soccer is trying to become a business, as simple as I could put it. They're trying to Americanize the sport.
They're trying to maximize their revenue. Like, and that's why J.P. Morgan's involved. Instead of being only able to grab $200 million, now these teams are looking to probably grab $500 to $700 million just in rough terms, right? I mean, you're looking at doubling or tripling your money.
I like this. I like this conversation. It started before the show in the IDOT bullpen. We were throwing it around. I said I didn't want to know anything about it. And remember, IDOT reminds you that driving responsibly in construction and work zone, it really is a matter of life or death. Learn more online or through social media at lifeordeathillinois.com. Continue the conversation in Waddle's World is next.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
It's time to find out what's on Tom's mind.
Is that why you're here?
As we go inside Waddle's World.
Welcome inside Waddle's World, brought to you by our great partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit Wintrust.com/findus, member FDIC. Does anybody know the answer to this question? I see that the Green Bay Packers collectively making an organizational decision to hold their first month of spring team activities virtually. Somebody that's read more than me, because we all know I don't read very often. For players that have workout bonuses in their contract, are they still eligible to receive said money if all of your workouts are going to be done via Zoom and remotely?
They got them last year, didn't they?
I don't know.
I think they did. I think if you appear on the Zoom.
Right. Waddle, I think the key was that you said that the Packers announced this, that the Packers are doing it this way. So the players are taking part in what the team is setting out. Just like the Patriots, I believe, the first month are doing it virtually as well.
What if the Bears say, no,
well, then,
we're doing this
now, all. Now all of a sudden, so all the Bears players have opted out, right? The Bears players collectively have opted out of the, quote, in-person workouts.
I think that started at the playoff game against the Saints. They opted.
Well, I think it started the first game of the 6-game losing streak.
Did the Packers shareholders vote on this, or how did this work?
Got my shovel here. We're expecting some more snow up in Wisconsin. I got my fake stockholders thing. Where did I vote for virtual?
Bang on the drum all day.
I think you just stereotyped the average Packer fan. How many teeth do you think that person you just imitated?
It's the great equalizer, okay? You guys may have had
great
Favre and Starr and now Rodgers.
And we'll make fun of you for wearing orange suits and being in a tree stand.
You don't own the team. They're selling to you a piece of paper. And it is like a 5-year-old who gets included into the Cubs fan club. You think you're really a part of, you're not a part of anything.
Oh, so wait a second. So that celebration that you have at Fuzzy's Bar down the street every year when you get the certificate?
It's a shareholders meeting, damn it.
Yeah,
it's a board meeting.
They give us a vote.
It's a write-off.
Yeah.
You can expense that beer.
I have this rant like once every 6 months, and then inevitably we'll get the Wisconsin people calling, say, you don't know what you're talking about, Sylvie. I get a vote.
You know what? I got a vote. I want a quarterback, okay?
Yeah.
My vote's for another quarterback.
Would you rather be spending your hard-earned money on fake stock or
if you gave
not
me,
have a good quarterback?
If you gave me Brett Favre followed by Aaron Rodgers, I'll buy all the fake crap you want to sell me. Like, come on. Jeez. Speaking of football, veteran quarterback Alex Smith, who was the 2020 Comeback Player of the Year, has announced his retirement. I did so on Instagram, saying he still has plenty of snaps left but wants to enjoy time with his family. I got to tell you, I thought one of the coolest things I saw all last year was watching him play. It was also one of the most stressful things. Like, it was one of those things, and I think we all mentioned it when it happened. It was almost as if it was my son or my younger brother or a family member that every time I saw him on the field, I got this pit in my stomach. Yeah. I was afraid he was going to get hurt.
I mean, this is, I said to you, isn't this the perfect scenario? He retires, okay? He doesn't have to be the backup or be a third stringer. And yet he still proved to the world that he could come back from that. And maybe proving to himself and his kids could see that. Like you were saying, that shot of them in the rain, of the wife and his kids to see his dad after what they'd been through to make it back and not just playing that one game like it was some sort of charity. He started then how many games for them when Ron Rivera didn't even want him to begin with. That is one hell of a comeback story.
You're right. I think Packer Mark would like a few words with you specifically, Sylvie. Packer Mark?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here at a red light counting my rings as you guys are talking.
Well, you text me the picture of your rings.
Don't text me any pictures, Mark. I'm afraid of what we're
doing. All right, I'll go ahead and when I pull over, I'll text.
Everybody send Waddle a picture of your rings.
Stop.
At TWaddle87, send him pictures of your rings. Whatever rings you want to send a picture of.
Why don't you give out his address?
At Waddle and Sylvie, at TWaddle87.
Tweet them to me. Why do I want to see your rings?
Send us your rings. Any kind of ring.
That wasn't
Tauscher. Pinky ring, index finger, thumb ring.
He's sitting in a light with his rings. What do you mean his rings? He's got a shovel because they're going to make
Why
him.
Why does he got a shovel?
Because that's the other thing the Packers fans do is, hey, who wants to come down to Lambeau? We don't hire anybody to shovel our seats.
Shoveling day.
It's
come
shoveling
on
day. We got a bunch of ramps. You put the snow in the ramp. The ramp takes the snow down to the field. We haul the snow away from Lambeau. Now we got a clean building, and we don't pay you. Only pay you $20 to shovel.
Why are they going to do that tomorrow?
It's 2 beers.
Because there could be snow up there. It's
no
cold.
I know, but it'll melt.
What else are they doing?
It's a date.
Maybe I don't want to interrupt their hunting.
Big deer up there.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
See, look.
I think that's Minnesota. I think he just gave me the...
I saw Making a Murderer. I know what they sound like.
Tom Simdiff.
All you have to do is call the show and just say... Andy Dalton. And then
take it.
Yeah,
take that.
Yeah.
Some big deal.
Or Mitch Trubisky. Mike Glennon.
I've got some health news from a bunch of people in different sports, okay? Tom Brady says his knee is okay. He's hopeful to participate in off-season workouts. Remember, he had his knee cleaned up?
Yeah.
Brave star Ronald Acuna Jr. Left with that abdominal strain. Was that last night?
Yeah.
2 days ago?
Diving back into first.
Yes. He's batting .419 with 7 home runs and 16 RBI so far this year.
Who's better, him or Javi?
I'm going to say Acuna. You?
Yeah, I think so. He's okay, though. Right?
Abdallah doesn't even acknowledge knowing who Javi Baez is anymore.
He's never heard of Javi Baez anymore.
You know what?
He's like, TA all day.
I can't hear him.
I know you have your Mercedes windows in this Mercedes.
Yeah. I can't hear him.
I wouldn't be bragging about that. Like, it'll be somebody
new. You see
him?
He pitched today.
I got it.
He pitched.
Like,
we just start calling him Shohei.
Yeah.
Shohei Mercedes.
Same guy. Same
you are,
guy.
You are the epitome of the front runner.
No, uh-uh.
Really?
Really?
I mean, it starts with Alabama, doesn't it?
No, uh-uh.
No?
That's a long time. That's a long time. You just see, you smell that? Can you guys smell that through your radio out there in radio
world?
Yeah,
that's that Mercedes burger that's in the conference room.
A stinky cologne.
What is Tony La Russa's sign when he walks to the mound? And instead of making the lefty or righty call towards the bullpen, he's calling for his DH to come out to the mound. What is that?
I ain't touching that.
What do you mean?
I'm just not touching it.
It's like what Ozzy used to do with Jinx.
He used to go, big fat guy. What do you do with the Yerminator? I want the Yerminator. He'll be back.
Kevin Durant out again with a thigh injury. He's sore, Coach Steve Nash said.
Is he missing all this time because it's just been regular season? And if these were the playoffs, we wouldn't hear about any of these muscle injuries? Or does he have to be super careful considering everything he went through?
I don't know.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not a doctor.
It's worth asking.
Not a doctor. I can tell you that Europe is a continent it's a bunch of different countries.
I got my first tweet of a ring.
Oh, did
this,
you?
Raphael sent me his... A tweet of his he has a fantasy champions league, fantasy football.
I think
I'd like my $400 from fantasy football. Can I get that? It's almost May. I mean, will I get it before Mother's Day?
Why are you asking us? We don't have control over the money, the pot of money. None of us do. And keep asking for rings. You're going to get some different stuff.
Let me see.
Send tweet Sylvie a picture of your rings.
Now.
All your most creative rings. By the way, a third straight Twins game has been postponed because of coronavirus. four positive tests in the past week for the Twins. So who knows when they're going to be playing.
Did you see someone in the Tribune was quoted saying that because the Cubs are mostly vaccinated, they were able to stop a breakout? And they could have had a breakout if not for the vaccine.
I did not know that. I did not see that. I think they've been vaccinated against more than two runs in a game as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Today's injury update brought to you by Rush University System for Health. Rush has been providing excellent care to patients throughout the pandemic. No need to delay health visits, people. They offer care in safe environments or virtually. Learn more at rush.edu. When we come back, I do have some nonsense, and it is Monday. That means a little something we call Florida or Ohio.
Even if you're not spending as much time in the car, don't miss a minute of Waddle and Sylvie at home. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Sounds like something my late grandmother, Vera, would have done. Woman tried to use a $1 million bill at Dollar Store.
We talking about, I just made this today, it's legit.
Two women sought to use a $1 million bill to purchase merchandise at a Dollar General Store in Tennessee. Well, this is hitting really close to home.
It might change.
According to investigators, the duo appeared last Monday morning at the convenience store in Maryville. That's a Knoxville suburb. My parents live in a Knoxville suburb. Their attempt to use the counterfeit bill was thwarted by a Dollar General employee who called the cops. A sheriff's deputy dispatched to the Dollar General for a suspicious incident spoke with Amanda McCormick, 39, who possessed the counterfeit bill.
It's like the counterfeit Packer stock. This is something they would do in Wisconsin. Why would you go to a dollar store with a $1 million? If you're going to go with the $1 million trick, the $1 million bill trick, now go to the car dealer, right? Go to the Maserati shop, you know?
You think there's one of those in that town?
Wow, that's presumptuous. Maybe there is. Course,
that's exactly
Phil,
Tennessee.
Where do you think Phil Fulmer's getting his Maserati?
Couldn't you conclude based on the story that maybe the Dollar General or the Dollar Store, wherever they went, the Dollar Tree was the only store in town?
When I go see my parents, I usually make at least one stop at the dollar store with my brother.
Sure you do.
Usually for fishing gear.
Oh, yeah. The dollar store is a great spot. Yes. Don't get me wrong. They got a few versions of them these days, too. I think they've got a $5 store as well. I have not seen
the $5 store.
There's the dollar store. Then there's the dollar general store. Now at least they're admitting that, hey, not everything's a dollar. We got a $5 store here.
McCormick told the police officer that she received the $1 million bill in the mail from a church, but was unable to provide additional information about the purported house of worship's delivery of said bill.
It's a miracle. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. It is a miracle. God smiled down upon me. He opened up the heavens and he was like, here's $1 million in one bill. And I was like, oh my God.
The other woman that was with her completely bailed. Said, hey, look, I was only riding around with Miss McCormick to run errands today.
I'm going to the Dollar General, buy $1 million in little bottles of shampoo. A million of them.
I think, do you go in there and you buy a pack of Bubble Yum and ask for the change?
Oh, Bubble.
Isn't that what you do?
I'm going to save it. I'm going to save that money.
$1 million bill.
Spring break, I had the bubble tape. Do you remember bubble tape?
Yes,
Yeah, it looks like it's a measuring.
Spring break, what, in college or what? Like in
this
grade
year?
School?
No, because the kids are now chewing gum. So, and do you know that bubble tape is Hubba Bubba? Did you guys know that?
I did not.
When did they merge?
What do you mean the kids are now chewing gum?
Well, you know what?
Did they just get their
You drive at 16.
Just having a good chew.
You can vote at 18. You can chew.
But my kids are just starting. Well, Mason's chewed gum for a year or two, but Braxton would just swallow every piece of gum he had last year. So he had to wait on the gum chewing.
Did you scare them? Did you tell them the
no, the 7 year thing?
No,
or?
I was told when I was younger, I said, When you're 13, it all comes out at once. That's what I was told.
Don't you swallow your gum.
Don't swallow your gum. No,
when you're 13, it's all coming out at once.
It's all coming out at the same time.
But I'm glad to know the Silverman boys just got their teeth.
Well, I was big. Then I went into a whole storytelling with my wife, who's younger, about how I lived through the great bubblegum revolution. Like, when we were kids, Waddle, like, that's when Bubble Yum was invented. Bubblicious.
How about the gum rope? Like, it was just a stick. Like, the sour apple.
Big League Chew. Yeah. All this stuff when we were kids.
It's unbelievable.
The great
Bubblegum Revolution.
Bubblegum Revolution.
You didn't know this, did you? See? You missed out.
No, I assumed at some point we got gum technology, but I didn't know it was called the Great Bubblegum Revolution.
When I was a kid in the 70s, early 70s, I had to stick with the Wrigley stuff and the Juicy Fruit crap. Juicy Fruit.
That's like you're chewing. That's just the gum your parents bring home.
Fruit Stripes every now and then, that would be good. It
didn't last very long, yeah.
But then, next thing you know, the 7-Eleven, you went there in the late 70s. There was a rumor going around that spiders used to hatch eggs in the gum.
In the Bubblegum?
True story. Do you remember that rumor?
It was so stupid.
But then you'd go to the 7-Eleven, and you're like, whoa, game changer. I've got Bubble Yum.
There's a whole
this?
Aisle for Bubble Gum.
Oh.
Yeah, they had its own aisle. And Nudie Mags.
Nudie Mags, Bubble Yum, and a Slurpee, and then we went to go play some baseball. That was a day, right, when you're like 11?
No, you're Sticks right.
Video games?
Picks the gum.
Houston police say crystal meth found in a breakfast burrito.
I saw this. Yeah, this was great.
Illegal drugs hidden in a breakfast burrito found earlier this month by Transportation Security Administration officials at a Houston airport. Not good. Don't do that. Don't put meth in my breakfast burrito, will you? All right, you want to play a game instead?
Get ready to play a game that's sweeping the nation. Wow. Public drunkenness. Exotic animals. Dumb criminals, random stabbings, or maybe just some good old-fashioned debauchery. Everything's on the table. It's the Sunshine State versus the Buckeye State as we play Florida or Ohio. And as always, listeners, feel free to play along at home.
Florida, Ohio is brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming from head to toe in Florida, Ohio, and across the globe. Make sure you use promo code
Chicago, 20% off and free shipping.
Intoxicated man reports his car stolen. Car is found in his driveway.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's not as I don't think that's as uncommon as you may.
A 40-year-old man reported from the lot of an Applebee's that someone stole his car.
There's a cougar in my car.
The man was intoxicated when cops arrived and said that someone had stole his car. When cops drove the man home, the car was found in his driveway.
That at least he didn't go to the Applebee's driving, you know? I mean, so that was somewhat responsible.
I guess.
Total Midtown Ohio.
You could go Dayton or Columbus.
Yeah, I'll go Dayton.
You go Dayton?
Yeah.
I'll go Cincinnati.
I'll join you guys, Ohio, but Abdallah's
pretty
been
harmless.
Throwing a lot of curveballs at us.
He
recently.
Has. He's been on a roll.
Sounds Ohio, so I'll go with you.
Where is Lyndhurst, Ohio?
Yeah, good job, boys.
Right by Cleveland.
Yeah. Very nice.
Well, that's in the opposite side of the state, but Ohio's Ohio.
I mean, it's close to Cleveland. It's closer to Cleveland than
I'm saying from Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland's
yeah.
at the opposite end of the state.
Yeah, that's
what
why
I'm
I said
saying.
It's close to Cleveland. Yeah. It's okay.
It's Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
We win.
We win. 332-3776. You know when we all win?
When Eddie O joins us.
When we talk to Eddie Olczyk. And will the Hawks win? That's the number one question. They've got three opportunities to climb back into the playoffs against Nashville. What will happen? Find out in 2 short minutes.